Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just currently planning or thinking about your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you're still trying to book yourself into the Tower of Terror Hotel. I mean, why would you? Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we chat to former Hollyoaks actress Jess, who's got some great recommendations of things to do outside the parks.
It's like you're in like a grandma's big front room, and then there's like a little show, and then actors act out this kind of murder mystery and give you clues and stuff, and you have to work out who the murderer is.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, and if you're about to head over to Orlando over the next few weeks, everything you need to know to make your trip even more magical. And you can keep in touch with us as well on the socials, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Just look out for us and follow us and like us at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recorders Network. We're going to do a quick blast of questions now because we've had quite a few in. So we'll just get through as many as we can. Hello to Al. If staying at Disney Springs area, booked by somebody else, do you still get extra magic hours? If it's an affiliate hotel, so it's a Disney partner hotel, yes, you do. At least you do to the end of this year. Anyway, whether they'll extend that after 2020, I don't know. But yes, some extra magic hours benefits and the 60-day Fastpass Plus service if you stay and get a Disney Springs Resort Hotel. That can save you a lot of money as well. They also have some transportation, not on the actual Disney bus transportation, but the hotels put their own transportation on. And you're right across the road from Disney Springs, where you can jump on buses as well that will take you to other resorts. Did they do anything special for Easter, says Joe? Yes, they do. On Easter Sunday, there's a very special parade. If you go to Magic Kingdom, also you can some photo opportunities as well with the Easter Bunny throughout the Easter period. And there's special food additions like special Easter cupcakes. So yes, there's a lot of things going on at Easter at Walt Disney World. It's also a very busy time of year to be at Walt Disney World. Is the Disney dining plan only available to those staying at Walt Disney World property? Yes, it is. To take advantage of the Disney dining plan, you have to be staying at Walt Disney World and you have to book the special package, which means you have to be staying at Disney and you have to book your tickets as well to get on the dining plan. Oliver wants to know, where is the best place for chocolate? I'll be honest with you, not America. American chocolate's not as good as our chocolate in the UK. Although Ghirardelli down at Disney Springs does have very good chocolate and you might get a free sample as well if you pop in there. Any questions, give us a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Pod Magical is where we are. If you have already sent a question in, by the way, and we've not had a chance to answer it, hopefully we'll try and get it on next week's podcast. But feel free to send those questions in. Same place to go if you want to be a guest on the podcast. This week, our guest has been to Disney a couple of times. Very varied memories for different reasons, as we'll find out. And she used to be on Hollyoaks. It's Jess.
I, as a person, love theme parks. So anything that, I guess, like, I don't want to say organised fun, but I like...
Organised chaos.
Yeah, I like activity-based things.
Yeah.
And also just being, like, a big kid and in that world. Even if there's, like, a fun fair down the road I want to go and, you know, like, bright lights and shows. And it's sort of like, I'm an actor, so I think as well, like the theatre of it all. People walking around dressed up and also the fact that people just go with it. I like that. In life, people can be so serious, but people and adults and will just go with it and go and speak to Mickey Mouse like they're a person. Do you know what I mean? I like that, living in that kind of world and letting go and not having to be serious.
Yeah. So you've been as a kid.
Yes.
And you've been as an adult.
Yes.
So when was the first time you went?
So I went, I think I went twice. Now, it was weird because I went with my next door neighbour. They had, so she was in a wheelchair, the mum and then the dad, and then they had a little boy. And I kind of went like to help out a bit.
Okay.
So I never went with my parents actually.
Oh, right.
And also I think, because my mum and dad couldn't wouldn't have ever been able to afford it when we were kids. So I went twice with them, and I think so I can't remember how old I was the first time, but I think the second time I went, I'm sure I was in high school. I think I was about 12 or 13. And it was just amazing for me because it was somewhere that I always wanted to go, but I just knew that I wouldn't have ever really been able to.
Yeah. And the last time you went?
I think it was about 3 years ago. So me and my best mate, Carla, we were going to go to Dollywood.
What a choice.
We've always talked, like, she'd been as a kid and she's the same as me. We love, like, activity-based stuff and we love rides and we love that kind of atmosphere. So we were like, actually, should we do this? Like, we've never been as adults and we know that we'd like some of your friends, that wouldn't really be their holiday that they want to go on.
Why are you going to Walt Disney World without kids? Why would you want to go?
Yeah. So we went to Orlando for 7 nights and then we went to Miami for 5.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect adult trip.
Yeah.
So how did you find the difference between going as a kid and going as an adult?
Going as an adult is way better.
Without kids.
Because you can do whatever you want. You can drink. And I just think, I don't know, I like the freedom of being an adult and being able to do what I wanted to do. Like, I guess when you were a kid, you have to, like, be taken around what the other person wants to do or whatever. And me and Carla are so on the same wavelength and we love the same things. It is perfect. There wasn't one thing that she wanted to do more than me or anything like that. So, yeah, it was great.
It's that being an adult and being able to go for nice meals and having a drink, yet being a kid at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
Without the responsibilities. So have you got a favourite memory? There's one thing that stands out when you think of Walt Disney World. This happened.
So me and Carla had... Because we'd been to, like, Universal and stuff like that, and then we were like, let's do some Disney, but let's pick which ones we want to do. So we were like, right, let's get... I think it worked out we could get, like, a pass for the day for, like, 2. So we went to... We picked to go to Magic Kingdom and to go to... it's not called MGM now.
Hollywood Studios,
because obviously it's got Rock and Roller Coaster, and it's, and that's got, like, more of the adult-y kind of rides, hasn't it? And it was... So we went February time, so it wasn't that busy. It was kind of like out of season for like, and we didn't go in kids' holidays.
Yeah, you get a cheaper deal as well.
Yeah, so we smashed like the whole of Hollywood Studios. Then we went to Magic Kingdom and we like smashed the whole of that. But then we were like, and we were absolutely knackered, but then we were like walking back to Hollywood Studios because there's still time left. And we were like sweating and just tired, but we were like, more fun. And we always joke that we were like looking at each other going like, more fun, we must have more fun. So that's one thing that sticks in my mind, that we'd literally done both of them, but we went back for more.
Yeah. To get every single minute out of it.
Yeah, every drop out of it.
Drop to the end of fireworks till they kick you out at the end of the night. So have you stayed at Disney or did you stay outside somewhere else in Orlando?
So when me and Carla went, we stayed on Universal Drive. We stayed at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Which was great because, like, obviously Carla was driving and we got to explore.
Oh, I drive. Which is right by Universal, yeah.
Yeah. So we got to explore all of that. But when I went as a kid, I'm sure that they had some sort of, like, Disney package or villa, because they went a few times. So I think we stayed like right in Epcot, right near there. And then the other time that I went, we stayed in Disney as well. But I was like, so long ago.
Could have been Boardwalk, because Boardwalk's right by Epcot.
Yes, that's where it was.
Sounds like they've got DVC. Do they have timeshare?
I think, yeah, that's what, I mean, God, what, I'm 32, we're going back years now. Yeah, but yeah. I think that's what they had, yeah.
So favourite ride or attraction?
So I love Rock and Roller Coaster.
Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. So one, because I remember the first time I went just being blown away by the holograms. So you know that bit where you're waiting in the queue?
You're in the recording studio.
You're in the recording studio. And like, God, I mean, I think actually going back as an adult, I wasn't as blown away because technology is so big now.
Yeah, that ride's like 20-odd years old, I think. Now.
Yeah, but remember at the time, like, it was like those people were actually there. And obviously, like, the speed of it.
Yeah.
But also, classic for me is Tower of Terror.
Which is right next door.
Tower of Terror. I just love that spooky, and I want to get that seatbelt seat in the middle.
Oh, yeah, there's something that there's nothing one to hold in the middle onto, yeah.
Where you've just got a seatbelt. Yeah. And yeah, just that moment that the doors open, I love that.
Jess is our podcast guest this week. We'll be back with Jess and some more of her Walt Disney World memories and Orlando recommendations very soon. A quick look at some of the news that's coming from the parks. First up, let's talk about not Walt Disney World. Let's talk about Universal. Last week, they announced their concert lineup for the Mardi Gras. So Mardi Gras starts on the 1st of February. This is probably the second biggest thing that Universal Studios does. So after Halloween Horror Nights, Mardi Gras. So this runs like you would expect Mardi Gras in New Orleans. There is a parade every day where they throw beads with some elaborate floats that come through the streets of Universal Studios. But also running alongside this is the Mardi Gras concert series. So on select nights, some very famous names in music perform. It's all part of your regular admission to Universal, so it's not like an extra added ticket. You might have seen that huge stage in the middle of Universal Studios and think, what do they use this for? Is anybody ever on that? Yeah, during Mardi Gras, some of the greatest names performing. This series of Mardi Gras, throughout the run, over the couple of months that Mardi Gras is on, you can see the likes of Earth, Wind & Fire, Kool & the Gang, Diana Ross, TLC, Louis Fonsi, who did Despacito, Marshmallow is going to be performing as well, loads of others. Check out Universal's website for more details of the Mardi Gras. Now, from Mardi Gras to Halloween. Not Universal Halloween, but Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is going to start even earlier this year. So from the middle of August, the 13th of August, looks like it's going to be the first night for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is a separately ticketed event at Magic Kingdom. So if you're at Magic Kingdom on a Halloween party night, you'll get booted out, all right, 5, 6 o'clock, and then the party starts at 7, where they will have the special Bootie You Halloween Parade. There's the Halloween fireworks. You can go trick-or-treating. I only finished eating through all my trick-or-treat sweets that I got in October. I literally finished eating them like 2 weeks ago. 4 bags of sweets we got. It's just ridiculous. You can check out more details of that. And of course, anything else that's going on, all the latest news, we'll do our best to keep you updated. Check out our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical. Back to this week's guest, who is Jess.
When I went when I was younger, this is what I do remember. So I must have gone in a, not in the like next year, but it must have been a quick succession. The first and second time I went, the parade was Mulan, and it was Mulan again.
Ah, was that Hollywood Studios? Did it like a special Mulan parade?
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, me and Carla, we literally will go to like the Little Mermaid show. We'll go to all of them.
Places to eat.
I don't, so like the ones in the park, I don't think are great. Like, and like a lot of times it is a lot of just like pretzels or big, massive turkey legs.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom is a bit of difficult, apart from like Be Our Guest, which is a Beauty and the Beast restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a bit theme parky.
And that's hard to find. Sometimes snacks is a bit like limited. But do you remember, and we went this time as well, but I went when I was a kid and remember that I loved it, was, is it Gloria Estefan's?
That's just closed. The one with the massive pineapple outside.
Yes, I remember going there as a kid. I remember going back. But last time I went, me and Carla, and I can't tell you what it's called. You might be able to tell me what it's called. But it's like, it looks like an old, like wooden American, kind of like a restaurant you'd see on the south. And then there's like a bit, we sat outside right next to the water.
Oh, is it like a paddle steamer? Is it paddlefish?
Yeah, I had like lobster then. It was amazing. Yeah.
It's some of the best restaurants in the country down at Disney Springs.
Really?
Yeah, my favourite restaurant where you get fried chicken and donuts, which people think,
my God,
that just sounds dirty.
No, I'm down for that.
Yeah, because I love fried chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Chicken and sugar.
I like the fact that Americans do that. Like, yeah. I like the sweet and the salt and the fact that they give you applesauce with everything.
Yeah. Although I had a milkshake and they put bacon in it. I can't get my head around that.
I'm down with that.
You're down with that?
Yeah, I'm down with it. Oh, no, because I like that with your pancakes, your syrup on your bacon and your pancakes. I love that.
Oh, I always come back from America like 3 stone.
Yeah, I know. Heavier. It's terrible.
And you never lose it. It just accumulates. I've got holiday weight since 2012. So you say you went to other places besides Disney?
Yes. So we went to Universal and Islands of Adventure, which I love.
What are your favourite rides down there?
Oh, Islands of Adventure, I love from, I remember from the first time as well, but the Hulk is an amazing one. And then I like Universal Studios got that rock and roller coaster where you listen to a music and you record a video.
Oh, Rip Ride Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gutted though when I went as an adult that Jaws had gone.
Jaws is now all the Harry Potter.
Jaws had gone. Funny, we went on this ride with Carla, the Mummy Returns ride.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, like it stops at a certain point and then the act comes on and it's like pretending that it's over. And she looked at me and she went, because I think she'd been more recently than me, and she looked at me and she went, backwards. And as she said backwards, we flew so far forwards. It was like she was like trying to be like, I know what this is going to do, backwards. And then she went so far forward. We love that. We really went for it. Like, we did a murder mystery evening at this like weird bar.
Oh, is that on iDrive?
Yes.
I've seen that. It's Sleuths something or
yes,
other.
Yes, and I won. I got the Sheriff's Badge.
So what is that?
So it's like, it's basically like a dinner with like the worst food in the world, but like you just don't care. You sat on like tables with different people and then they just do like a kind of show. Like there's like a little, it's like you're in like a grandma's big front room and then there's like a little show and the actors act out this kind of murder mystery and give you clues and stuff and you have to work out who the murderer is.
And you worked out who it was?
Yeah. I got the Sheriff's Badge.
Straight off.
We went to quite a few restaurants along there as well.
They used to have, I don't know whether you remember it, do you remember Dolly's Dixieland Stampede?
No.
So Dolly Parton had her own dinner show.
No.
At Orlando, and it's closed. I went there for my 30th. That's where I went on my actual 30th birthday. We did a day at Disney, and then the night I went to Dolly's Dixieland Stampede, and it was this huge dinner show with people on horses. And there was turkey chasing.
Oh, my God.
People out of the audience to do turkey chasing used to drink out of jam jars. And there's a big screen with Dolly on it.
I would have... Do you know what? That just reminded me of what we did. We did the pirate show.
I think it's the same kind of thing.
Is it the same kind of
idea? Yeah.
Yeah. We got so drunk.
Was that all you can drink?
Yeah. And we lost each other. We don't remember how we got home. We ended up in different rooms. So, but yeah, the pirate show was really good.
So when it came to planning, did you plan everything before you went or did you wing it?
We booked the Universal tickets and Fast Passes, but we actually, doing it again, we wouldn't do that because the time of year that we went, we didn't need them.
Yeah.
So we'd paid that extra money when actually...
Oh, for the queue jump thing at Universal.
That's what we booked when we were there. And then we just winged it with Disney. We just did what we wanted, turned up on the days. We did look at it, but we were like, oh, which ones do we want to do? Like, we were only there for 7 nights as well because we were driving to Miami. We kind of just made it up as we went along, was like, see how tired you are. Like, all right, we're not, you know, because you have to get over the jet lag. And we're like, okay, we're all right today. We'll book the pirate show or we'll go there to Disney tonight. Like, so yeah, we didn't really book that much apart from the Universal passes.
Any plans to go back?
100%. I really want to go with Michael because we're the same. Like, I mean, well, actually, because my friend Carla that I went with, she's married and she's got a little baby now, but her husband is totally like not up for it. So me, Michael and Carla were like, oh, let's just go us three. Like,
so he'd stay at home with the baby.
Yeah, hopefully. yeah. But yeah, I really want to go. Me and Michael love that, you know, we're up for Alton Towers and we like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I love to see his fit. I think he would just go wild. I think his head would fall off.
There's nothing better. Well, obviously, the first time you go is the best.
Yeah.
But then taking somebody who's never been before.
I love that. I love that anywhere. I love just walking around a corner and just knowing that they're going to be like, oh my God. So definitely want to go with Michael.
Tell us about your podcast.
So I have a podcast called Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, which you've been a guest
on. I was on, yeah.
So it's basically me and a guest and people send in their dilemmas and we just get a bit nosy and answer their questions and just see if we can give a bit of advice.
And we can find that where?
On anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. So Apple, Spotify, anywhere. And our socials are at Dilemmas Jess on Twitter and Instagram. And people can feel free to send in their dilemmas to us. You can be anonymous. You can tell us who you are. Whatever you like.
There was even a Disney dilemma when I was on.
There was a Disney dilemma.
What a coincidence. Lovely chatting to you, Jess. Have a magical day.
Thank you.
If you are about to head over to Walt Disney World, you pick quite a nice time, actually. Few things you need to know, first of all. First up, that this weekend is a holiday weekend over in America. Monday will be a public holiday for Martin Luther King Day. Weather-wise, it's going to be dry, but it's going to be cool. They've had quite warm weather over the last couple of weeks over in Walt Disney World. Temperatures have been in kind of the high 20s. A real drop, though, over this week. You're probably looking about 17, 18 is probably going to be the high you're going to get, and then overnight, 7 or 8 degrees. So still really nice. Still going to be nicer than here, but a little bit cooler than normal. A few things are down, which happens at this time of year quite a lot. Some of the rides are taken out for renovation. So as we mentioned last week, Splash Mountain at Magic Kingdom is down for renovation. Also, Test Track at Epcot is going to be down from now till the end of February. So that's worth bearing in mind if you're going over there. You won't get on Test Track because it's not running. However, some new things open this weekend over at Epcot, including the Beauty and the Beast sing-along in the France Pavilion. The new Awesome Planet movie opens up in the Land Pavilion. And there's a brand new 360 Canada show in the Canada Pavilion. That starts today. Also at Epcot is Festival of the Arts. That starts this weekend. So as well as various things you can expect when you explore the arts, there's a lot of paintings and sculptures and things to look at. You can get involved and you can paint yourself. There's some art exhibitions. There's a gallery with loads of costumes and props from some Disney films, the Tale as Old as Time gallery. There's some various food outlets to go for. So for example, you can get a massive cookie that looks like an artist's easel with blobs of paint on it. Also as well, over at the American Pavilion, that is where you can see a lot of Broadway performers doing songs from Disney shows. So over the next 6 weeks, Festival of the Arts continues at Epcot. It's really what Epcot is all about. It's a way to get involved. It's a way to learn and experience. And it's not boring. I love Epcot. A lot of people miss it out on the trips to Walt Disney World. Don't miss out, Epcot. It's one of my favourite parks, but I do love them all. Andy's top tip of the week this week. Every week on the podcast, I will just give you one of my little personal recommendations. This week is quite short and simple. It says what it does on the can. Avoid Magic Kingdom on a Saturday. Out of the 7 days a week, Magic Kingdom is always busiest on a Saturday. I think that's because when people start or end their holidays, you kind of either want to start and end at Magic Kingdom. So a lot of people will come and go on a Saturday. So either when they get there, when they get off the plane, first place they'll head to on Saturday night is Magic Kingdom. Or if you are going home on Saturday, but you've still got the morning, you've got the daytime to go to Walt Disney World, Saturday morning, you go, let's finish our time at Magic Kingdom. So IWE, if you were there for 2 weeks and you're on the middle Saturday, I would avoid Magic Kingdom on a Saturday. That's Andy's top tip of the week this week. Of course, if you've got any top tips or recommendations or you want to be on the podcast, do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical. We'll keep you updated with all the latest news on there. If you're going to Walt Disney World, we would love it if you could just tag us in some of your pics, especially if you Insta stories, then I can share them on our Instagram account at Pod Magical. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we would really love a 5-star review. Just give us 5 stars. Leave a lovely comment. It just makes it easier for people to find us if they're looking for Walt Disney World podcasts. Tell your friends as well, if they're going to Walt Disney World and they've got loads of questions and you're sick of answering them, then point them over. The most magical podcast on earth. Regular podcasts coming every Friday. Make sure you subscribe. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.